The Traveler's Journal, January 3rd, boning up on Uruguay. For beef eaters, this South American nation, tucked in a cozy coastal nook between Argentina and Brazil, is a prime cut of paradise. Roughly the size of Washington State, Uruguay is mostly moist, gently rolling grasslands with a band of low hills and dunes along its 120-mile Atlantic Ocean front. Indeed, much of the real estate is sprawling estancias, working cattle ranches whose bovine population outnumbers Uruguay's 3.2 million residents 6-1. The country was settled early in the 17th century by Spaniards who eradicated the native population. Repeopled, often forcibly with immigrants from Spain, Portugal, Italy, and Germany, it's not surprising Uruguay has a decidedly European ambiance. The architecture of Montevideo, its capital and main city, is sophisticated and old-worldly rather than third-worldly. Its fine public places boast well-kept squares, a sculpture-filled botanical garden, and an amusement park, as well as one of South America's best golf courses. It also boasts a brisk cultural scene with lots of live theater, wonderful restaurants, and cafes where residents sit and sip mate. The tea-like beverage, brewed from the leaves of a holly-like shrub, is something of a national passion. Uruguay's other attractions include a string of Tony beach towns along its Atlantic Riviera, and the Pampas offers opportunities for outdoor adventures, from hunting, fishing, biking, and trekking, to dude ranches where visitors can play at being gauchos. And while winter chills North America, Uruguayans are enjoying the fruits of summer. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Visit us online at travelersjournal.com.